This is a Fox News alert. The boosters are coming. I'm Lisa Brady. CDC advisors just voting in favor of recommending a booster shot for kids ages 5 to 11 of a COVID vaccine. The FDA had recently signed off on that. The FDA commissioner, Robert Califf, reassuring parents that more baby formula is coming, though he admits it'll take a few weeks to get a Michigan plant shut by a recall back up to speed. He's also defending a $28 million supplemental bill passed by the House.
The bulk of that money would go for inspectors to make sure that the material is not being put on the shelves, which is unsafe.
The bill's fate in the Senate is uncertain. A $40 billion aid package for Ukraine is headed to the president's desk.
$40 billion for Ukrainian military and humanitarian assistance won big bipartisan support, with the Senate signing off on a House-passed aid package. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the aid is far more than charity.
The future of American security and core strategic interests will be shaped by the outcome of this fight.
Still, 11 Republicans opposed the new spending, citing concerns with oversight and the price tag. It is the second large military and humanitarian aid package approved by Congress for Ukraine since the Russian invasion in February.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The president also authorizing the drawdown of another $100 million in defense resources, including military education and training for Ukraine. The 18-year-old suspect in the mass shooting at a New York supermarket is indicted on a charge of first-degree murder, saying nothing during a brief court appearance.
Once again, the alleged gunman was back in that courthouse, and this time he was wearing a bulletproof vest under his jail jumpsuit. That's because the sheriff says he is the most hated man in the country.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo. Peyton Gendron remains under investigation for possible hate crime and terrorism counts. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A man who gave his son his guns before the son opened fire in a Tennessee restaurant could go to prison for up to 3 years.
A judge in Illinois convicted Jeffrey Reinking of illegally giving guns to a person who'd been treated for mental illness in the past 5 years. That person was his own son, Travis, who would later go on to kill four people inside a Waffle House in 2018. But 2 years before that, police took Travis to a hospital after he told them he thought Taylor Swift was stalking him. His firearm owner's ID card was revoked and he surrendered his weapons to his father. Prosecutors, though, said those guns were given back to Travis and one of them was used in the Waffle House shooting. Jeffrey's attorney argued he did not know his son had been treated for mental illness. He faces up to 3 years in prison at sentencing, which is set for mid-June. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The House panel probing the Capitol riot is asking another House Republican for an interview. The committee wants to hear from Georgia Congressman Barry Loudermilk about purported tours he gave in the days prior to January 6th of last year, when the Capitol was still largely closed due to the pandemic. The panel had recently subpoenaed several House Republicans. Loudermilk is not one of them. The U.S. job market still holding up this month.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time increased slightly last week to 218,000. New claims came in a little higher than expected. However, the number of people still receiving unemployment continues to decline. Continuing claims dropped to 1.31 million in the latest reading. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
It's been a volatile day on Wall Street after yesterday's plunge. They had been higher at times, but the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all end up extending their losses. The Dow down 237 at the close. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.